Someone came over to me on Yantif and asked me the following. They said that they have a friend who lives in Manhattan in a very tall building, and they live on, let's say the 25th floor or something. So Shabbos is a challenge in terms of a lot of people just rely on the elevator man or the doorman to push a button in the elevator, but that seems to be an issue, at least, of Amir La'akun, that the Chara one is not allowed to ask a guy to do something for them, and even if the guy knows and he does it without you having to ask, one is not allowed to benefit from the malacha of a guy that is done on behalf of a Jew. Now, obviously, there are exceptions to that rule, depending on the level of tzorech or chala or whatever. I'm not going to get into that issue right now, but someone told me that there's a fellow that he knows who had literally trained his dog that when he walks into the elevator, the dog immediately jumps up and pushes the correct button. That if he gets into the elevator from his apartment, the dog pushes the lobby button. And if they get in at the lobby, the dog pushes the button on whatever 25th floor. And he wanted to know if that's okay. That would be better than having a guy do the malacha for you on Shabbos. So I was intrigued by the shaila. And I think there are two issues over here. One issue is the issue of Amir La'akum, that you're not allowed to ask a guy. So is there such a thing as Amir L'Kelev or Amir L'Behema, that an animal is going to do a malacha for you? Is there any such prohibition? And the second issue is a pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says that not only is one not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, but there needs to be shvisa for the Behema as well, the Behemtecha as well. So your animal is not permitted to do malacha for you either. So would this be a violation of shvisas Behema? So in terms of the Amir La'akum issue, whether it applies l'chora, one has to go back and take a look at what is the reason that there is an isra of Amir La'akum, what's the basis of Amir La'akum to begin with. And it seems to be at least a two-way, perhaps three-way machlokas rishonim. Some of the rishonim, Rashi in Avodah Zarah and Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskil Kevan, writes that telling a guy to do malacha for you is part of the isra of Mimtso Cheftzcha V'Daber Davar, that Dibur Aser, that you're not allowed to say certain things on Shabbos, you're not allowed to speak on Shabbos the way you speak during the week. It's part of the isra of speaking about business on Shabbos. So when you're speaking malacha and you're telling a guy to do malacha for you, it would be a violation of Daber Davar. So that's the idea of Amir La'akum. If that's the case, L'chora, it doesn't make a difference who you're telling it to. If you're telling it to a dog, also it would be a violation of Amir La'akum. But that L'chora would only be a problem if you are saying something, if you're actually issuing an instruction, you're saying something. But if the dog is stam, trained on its own, that it walks into the elevator and it right away pushes the button without any dibur on your part, L'chora would not be a violation of Daber Davar. But then Rashi in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Chav Aleph, and Rashi in Daf Kuf Nun Gimel as well, holds that maybe there's an additional element of the Yisra of Amir La'akum, and that is Shlucha Shladim Kamoso. That if you ask a guy to do something for you, he is your Shaliach, and we say that your Shaliach, it's as if you did it yourself. There's no shlichus for a guy in general. So that's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and Reish Mem Gimel points out, Yesh shlichus la'akum l'chumra. So this is the din of shlichus la'akum. So if that's the case, you're going to say shlichus for a dog? Hard to imagine that there's such a din of shlichus by a dog. So l'chora, for both of those reasons of Amir la'akum, neither reason l'chora would apply. It would seem that both of those reasons would not apply. Now in the Tshuvas Har Tzvi, Chelek Aleph, or Chaim Sim Kuf Ayin Dalid, he discusses having a trained dog to turn off the lights and things like that, where all you have to do is hint to him and he knows exactly what to do. And he says, L'chora, it's not a malacha biyadayim, it's only a grama bialma. And the pasuk says, L'asas kol malacha, the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chaf tells us, Asiya hu da'asar ha'grama shari. So maybe this is even more kal, it's not a maisa at all. And he discusses maybe the machsheves iser should be an issue over here, because just like by the man, it's the taste changed, al yedei machshava, so maybe you're not allowed to have such machshavos that are impactful on Shabbos. But he says, l'chora, when you say, and you are not merames, but when you say to the dog that you want him to do something, that's a nafkamina between these two reasons of Amir La'akum. Meaning he makes the same tushtel, that if it's an issue of dibur aser, so then if you have to issue the instruction to the dog, then it would be a violation. If it's an issue of shlichus, then it would not be a violation. But then there's a third element, and that's pointed out by the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam tells us that if you were allowed to tell a guy to do work for you, then it will be a terrible Zilzal Shabbos, because everything will just go on as normal on Shabbos. All the malachas will be done on Shabbos just by having a guy doing everything that you want to be done on your behalf. So that would be a terrible Zilzal Shabbos, and therefore should not be done. L'chor, if that were the case, having a dog do all your malachas for you would be the same. But, l'chor, if we were to take that to its logical conclusion, having a Shabbos clock do all your malachas for you would also be a Zilzal Shabbos. And that's where Moshe writes, in fact, in the Tshuva, that a person should not have a Shabbos clock do all of his malachas for him because of that very issue of Zilzal Shabbos. But it doesn't seem that Rav Moshe's opinion has been all that widely accepted. People generally do have Shabbos clocks, do all sorts of things. Rav Moshe says, okay, for lights, it's one thing. But for everything else, you're not allowed to have Shabbos clocks. But it doesn't seem that Rav Moshe's opinion has been so widely accepted. So in terms of Amir al-Akum, there's a lot of room to argue that there's no issue, really, of Amir al-Akum when it comes to an animal doing malacha for you on Shabbos. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein wrote a sefer published in Tavshin Nun Beis in 1992, Malachim Amanecha, about the Isser of Amir La'akum. The whole sefer is about the Isser of Amir La'akum. So on Yalkut Yosef quotes from this sefer. In this sefer on page Lamed Zayin, he discusses a trained monkey, having a monkey do all sorts of malachas. So he discusses, is it an issue of Amir La'akum? And he quotes a raya from the Or L'Tzion, Simul Chav Gimel, Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, I believe it is, the Or L'Tzion, Simul Chav Gimel, who brings a raya from a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Tes. The Gemara tells us, Tan Rabbanan, Nosim Zonos Lefnei Akelev B'Chatzer, that you could put food in front of a dog in a chatzer, Natal V'Yatzein is Kakenlov. And if the dog picks it up and removes it from the chatzer, he's carrying outside the chatzer, the dog is, you don't have to worry about it. Kayotzebo, the Gemara says, Nosim is Zonos Lefnei Anachri B'Chatzer. You could put food in front of a guy in the chatzer, not Leviatza, Enes Kakanot. The guy takes the food out of the chatzer, not your problem. So the Gemara says, Hasu Lamali Hainuhach. Once you already told me you don't have to worry about the dog taking the food out, why do you have to tell me you don't have to worry about the Nachri taking the food out? Isn't it exactly the same principle? So why would it have to tell me these two halachos? So says Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, if there was no Isra Amir La'akum by Balei Chayim, by animals, so then what do you mean, Hainu Hach? It's the same. It's not the same. One could have argued that you need to tell me the din by a guy, because by an animal, I would say, yeah, that's where Ein Iskakon Lo, because there's no Isra of Amira by Balei Chayim. But by a guy where there's Nisra of Amir La'akum, that's a greater chiddush, that it's still a niskakan lo, even though there's generally a nisra of Amir La'akum by a guy, still a niskakan lo if he goes in and he takes the food out on his own. Oh, so we see from the fact that the Gemara doesn't give that answer that there's not isra of Amira for Balei Chayim as well. That's what Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul wants to suggest, that despite the fact that we can trace the reasons for Amir La'akum and none of them seem to really apply to a dog, but it seems from that Gemara, a raya, that it in fact does apply to a dog. So Rav Zilberstein just points out that he asked Rav Tzion Abba Shaul, why aren't you worried about Mechamer, which is Nisr Torah? Why are you only discussing Amir La'akum? That you're not worried about the issue of Mechamer. Mishabur and Reish Samach Vav, Sivkat and Vav says that a person should be careful not to be Magbia Kol, not to raise his voice to yell at a horse that's tied to a wagon in a Rosh Hasharabim, because that's going to be a violation of the Yisr Mechamer. So the Charovi here also should be a violation of the Yisr Mechamer. So if Zilberstein suggests that maybe it's not a violation of the Yisr Mechamer for the following reason. The Avnei Nezer and Or Chaim Chelek Aleph Sim Kuft Sadi Vav wonders, why is it that when someone sicks a dog on a beast on Shabbos, that it's only Asr Midrabbanan? That if you have your dog go after another animal on Shabbos, that it's only Nisr Midrabbanan. Why isn't it a violation of Doraisa of the law de Mechamer, that the animal is doing Malacha for you? And the Avnei Nezer suggests that the your chayiv mishum mechamer only when your voice is what causes the animal to do it. It's azla daite demara, that it's actually doing something on your das, like the Gemara in Kiddushin talks about in Daf Chav Beis. But mishasa doesn't work that way. It's that you get the kelev riled up And then the kelev works midas atzmo. Then the kelev is really working on his own das. He's like, you just got him riled up. You alerted the kelev to get a little anxious, and then he went nuts. But mechamer is only when you're actually leading in that melacha, as opposed to alerting the kelev, and then the kelev just doing something on his own. So Rav Zilberstein suggests that maybe you can say the same thing over here, that we're talking where there's no isser mechamer. You tell the you say things that get the animal riled up. So that's where there's no isser of mechamer. That's where we could discuss amira la'akum. And he says that would explain the Gemara in Shabbos Taf Nun Gimel. Kori lava hi ba'a, that you can call an animal and it will come toward you. Why isn't that an isra of mechamer? So he says again, that might be because the kelev is working al das atzvo, that he's working on his own. He's not doing it as a result of your instructions. So lechora, if the instruction is clear and it's the direct instruction that you had given, that would be a violation of mechamer. But the animal just does on his own without any direct guidance from the owner, maybe that would not be a violation of mechamer. The other way to get around the issue of mechamer, the issue of shvisas behema in general, lechora, is if one is mafkir the animal. In Yalkut Yosef in Simon Shin Zayin on page Reish Lamed Beis, he discusses this issue of shvisas behema on Shabbos V'Yom Tov. He says if you're mafkir the animal, then maybe that would avoid the violation of shvisas behema. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Mem Vav Se'if Gimel, that by being mafkir the animal. But you have to question whether that's a reliable harama to do on an animal that's clearly working for you. But lechora, one can find heterim for all of these issues, for the issue of amira la'akum. Even though Rabbi Tzion Abishol thinks he has a raya from Shabbos Taf Yotes that amira la'akum is a problem by a dog, Pashtus is that it would not be a problem by a dog. The issue of mechamer, Rav Zilberstein thinks that maybe it's not a problem because it's a little bit less direct. You just alert the dog and the dog alerts himself on his own and he just knows what to do. And the issue of shvisas behema, maybe if one chooses to be mafkir the dog or have someone else's dog do it for you, maybe that would be a heter. All of this lahalach of lola mice. Still the Rambam resonates a little bit in terms of the Zilzal Shabbos of having one's dog go around doing malacha. He'll turn on your coffee machine for you and brew you a coffee in the morning. I don't know, it just seems a little much that to allow a person to train his dog to be doing all of these malachas for him on Shabbos. But in Lamdas, it's an interesting topic.